Well, hello. It's been a while. Well, obviously, this is Liz. It has been quite a while since I have been around these parts, and I apologize for being gone for so long. I've been through some shit. Anyway, let's not dwell on me being gone. Okay, what I think we should dwell on is I forever have been hearing about this penis preference test, and I was like, that seems kind of lame, I don't know, whatever. So I saw that Call It A Fap did it, and I haven't finished it yet because I want to kind of go into this without not really knowing what he said. I mean, I know it's kind of different, I guess, from a guy's aspect and a girl's aspect, but I just want to do it without any, like, outside knowledge or jokes to make. So, okay, enough of my blabbing. I guess we'll go ahead and do the damn thing. Once again, this is the first time I've ever looked at this. So, okay, let's get started. Okay, that's a picture. What do you think of this dick? First of all, this looks like something my ex-boyfriend would send me. Like, I don't know. It looks pretty normal, I think. Maybe, like, bordering on, I guess, what normal people would consider kind of small. But I think it looks just fine. Looks fine to me. He's got a very messy bathroom. Or wherever he is. That looks a little big to be a bathroom. It looks like the sink is outside of the bathroom. I've heard of that before, but only in, like, college dorms. I don't know. But that's, like, a huge thing. Like, I hate it whenever people send you dick pics. Well, in general, it's not really my favorite thing, but whenever they do it and, like, the counter or the bathroom or the place they're taking the picture in is dirty. Like, ugh. Gross. Just, if you're gonna take a dick pic, just clean up the area. Just clean your shit. For the love of God. Just clean it. Anyway, what do I think of this dick? Normal. We'll go with that. Oh, wow. Okay. That's another picture. This dick would make me hurt. Rock my world, fill me up perfectly, be just okay for me, or not be enough for me. I don't really want to know of the person who that's not enough for. Because Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. I feel like I need to comment on this. The guy's got a pretty nice body. Looks pretty good. I like the veins popping out in his hands and his arms. I don't know why that's a thing for me. Is that a thing for other people? I don't know, but it looks nice. His balls look a little small compared to what he's got going on. But I mean, maybe he's just very close to orgasming. And then they get closer. Maybe it's cold. I don't know. Okay. But, I think that would be too big for me. Like, ow. Ow. I can't even handle... yeah, it would make me hurt. Too much. Too much for me. He's well endowed, though. That's cool. Good for him. this guy's dick. A normal size, undersized, very undersized, very, very undersized, is the smallest dick I've ever seen. Wow, a little harsh. Well, I mean, the way he took the picture kind of takes down the what could be the actual size, because he put his balls in there too, and maybe it's longer than you think it is, and plus the pubic hair, I don't know, but it's a little too small for me, like, I don't know. But yeah, I think it's a little undersized. Just a little. Not a whole lot. I think he could do well with it. It's not really the size that matters. It's the way you use it. Okay, next page. Oh. Okay. Well, I like that first off, I can see long hair. That's kind of a thing for me. And he's got the slender body that's kind of like a lady, but like toned. It's kind of embarrassing to say it, but this is like the kind I like. I like this body. I like this a lot. as for what do you think of this dick? Holy fucking Jesus, that looks to be about the width of his fucking forearm. Like, oh my god. That is, I don't think I could handle that. It looks good. Visually, I enjoy it. Realistically, that looks fucking huge. Like, the length isn't too bad, but, like, the width just could probably, you could probably hit somebody with that and probably take them out. Do I think it's big or huge? I think it's big. Like, maybe still manageable. Yeah. I don't know who would say this is small or tiny. They are fucking delusional. Okay. Oh, yes. We're getting into using things as a comparison that probably shouldn't be used as a comparison. AKA a water bottle. Okay. That's not a very good comparison if, you know. What do you think of this dick? It's pretty normal, I think. It's skinnier. It's got good length on it, though. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad, I think. I think it's normal. We're gonna click on normal. But seriously, guys, if you're gonna take a picture with something for reference, like, try to find something that makes sense. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Oh, is that real? Next one. Well, okay. How long does this dick look to you? It looks abnormal. Is that normal? Can guy's dick really get that long? I'm going 12 inches. That looks accurate. They have 12 inches, 10 inches, 8 inches, or 6 inches. If you think that is 6 inches long, I don't really know what you're measuring. Typically, it's not inches, I can tell you that. Wow, okay. That's really long. Yeah, the girl looks very shocked. I would be fucking shocked as hell, too. What is the point of having one that long, really? You can't even put it all inside. I mean, maybe. Depends, I guess. You couldn't really do it, though. I don't really have much else to say about that one. On to the next one. Yep, once again, using things for comparison. A toilet paper roll is not something I would like to see in a comparison. Maybe I'm just picky. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. At least he didn't pick a water bottle. But I don't really want to associate dick with toilet paper. Does that make sense? Okay. Anyway, what do you think of this guy's cock? I couldn't take that cock. It's too big. It's pretty big. It's nothing. It's normal. Nothing special. It's too small for me. I feel really bad for this guy. Looks about average, I think. Normal. It's got some good girth on it, I think. Yeah. It's a little bordering on big width-wise. But I think it's... I don't want to say, like, nothing special. I mean, it's pretty good. It's a good size. It's not small, that's for sure. I'm gonna go with normal. But he's got it good. He's good. You're fine. Okay, now this is what I'm talking about. How long does this dick look to you? 12, 10, 8, 6. Oh, I don't know, but I appreciate that it's uncut. And I can see some bulgy wrist arm veins and other veins. And the space that he took the picture in looks pretty neat. He's doing something right. I like it. He's doing good. How long does it look? It's pretty big. He could easily two hands, maybe two and a half. 10 or 12. Well, it's kind of curved a bit. So, I mean, if you, like, went from... I said that other guy's was, like... What did I say it was? 12? He doesn't look that big. But it doesn't really look like 10. Well, yeah, it looks like... We'll go with 10. But I like that picture. That's a good picture. I appreciate that one. Okay. More uncut. Okay. Do you like cut or uncut dicks? I mean, I've only ever had guys who were cut. But I would like to eventually, you know, try out uncut maybe. I would be interested in this. I like that picture. That's a good picture. I appreciate that one. Why can't I choose both? I guess. I've only ever had cut, but visually I like uncut. I mean, I like both, though. Shit. I'm gonna click one, but we both, all of us know it's both. Okay? Okay. In terms of thickness, this dick, it's too big. She can't even wrap her hand around it. How is she gonna try to take that in her mouth? I don't get it. Wow, that's a monster. Okay, that is too thick. Just too big. No, too big. Too big. Okay, next one. Last one. Okay. How long does this dick look to you? I'm not good with sizes. Maybe like 6. Maybe. I'm I'm gonna go with 6, I think. Maybe. That's average. 6 is about average. And it looks about average. Maybe. It's got a nice set of balls on him, though. If I'm wrong, like, I feel bad. I don't know how. I'm not good visually. But okay. Click finished. Really? I have to do this stupid shit? I am a female. You don't need to know my birthday. Does it matter? Why does this matter? Are you single? Why? Why do you care if I'm single? Really? Okay, whatever. Show me others I match. I don't know what that means. Whatever. Just, are you kidding me? Like, why? I don't wanna. I'm not gonna set up a profile. Like, can we not? Please? Okay, let's go back and we're gonna make it so I don't have to set up a fucking profile. Okay. I'm not sure what the results are because I don't really know what we were testing. Okay. Your result for the penis preference test, 4% pure. What does this mean? I don't know what that means. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? You scored 4% on pure, higher than 68% of your peers. What? I don't get it. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Can somebody tell me what this means? I don't really. Okay. Was there supposed to be like a outcome of this? Does it mean I'm not pure, therefore I've had a lot of dicks? But it's the penis preference test. Who are they to tell me if my preference is good or bad? I'm so, like, lost right now on what this means. Somebody comment and tell me what this means. That I got 4% pure. Is there something I can click on that tells me? No? Okay. Well, there you have it. I guess that was a good outcome. Maybe. Maybe I'll figure out what this means after I listen to other people's doing of the test. Maybe. Okay. Well, that's all I got for you today. I'm very sorry that I've been gone for so long. And I'm very sorry that this wasn't more exciting of an audio, but I will pretty soon do some new things, I promise. I'm gonna try not to leave you guys hanging again. So, I hope you enjoyed this. And I'll be back pretty soon. Yeah.